Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. Our guest today is Marilyn Van Mersbergen with Pathways of Pella. Well, thanks for meeting with me today, Marilyn.
You're welcome. Glad to have you here.
Well, and it's a beautiful day, and you have an event coming up that we hope there's going to be a beautiful day for, too, don't we?
That's right. We have our annual Walk for Life, and that's going to be on June 6th. Here at Pathways. We're going to actually start walking right from here at 6:30 in the evening. So it's going to be a nice, gentle 2-mile walk. And the purpose is to raise money to help with the costs of running Pathways of Pella.
Well, tell us about Pathways of Pella.
Well, Pathways of Pella was started in 1996. We're a nonprofit Christian organization that works with moms who are facing unplanned pregnancies, moms that have children that are maybe needing some additional assistance along with their entire family. We do counseling for couples, for individuals on parenting issues. We also work with young people on their sexual health decisions. We do STI testing. We test for chlamydia and gonorrhea. And we're just trying to help people make better decisions when it comes to their life as parents and with their sexual health issues.
You must be pretty busy.
Busy enough, yes. Yes, I'm sure there's lots of people that could use our services that maybe don't know about us yet. It's hard to keep that word out to everybody. But, yeah, we see probably an average of 12 to 15 clients a month. We do a lot of parenting issues. We have parenting classes, but then we also have clothing and other baby items and stuff, and that's very popular with the young families.
It's about reproductive choices that people make, and then also about, once there are kids around, doing the right thing?
To help them to be the best parents that they can be. We focus mainly up to the age of 1 year. We're hoping to help them that first year to kind of get their feet on the ground and to answer questions that they might have. We like to start working with them already when they first find out they're pregnant and go through a lot of things so that when they have this baby, they're not so surprised about how to care for the baby, what to do, the different things that come up. There's really no parenting 101 courses. You know, you don't get that in school, that type of thing. So we try to fill in that little gap, especially for the really young moms or moms that are finding themselves in a single situation. There's a lot of challenges that go with that. So we try to help a little bit to ease some of the stress that they might have occur during that time.
Well, yeah, the baby arrives and they give it to you and they, for some reason, think you know what to do with it.
Exactly, exactly. So by doing the parenting classes that we offer, and we do that on an individual basis, we can maybe address some of the issues that they might come across. And, you know, financially, it's very difficult sometimes for some of these, for some parents to handle all the things. So by having the free clothes and they can work, when they do the parenting classes, they can work towards a car seat or a crib, which is an expensive item that might alleviate some of the stress for some of the financial things. We also work with women when they first find out they're pregnant and maybe that wasn't a planned pregnancy. And they're trying to decide what to do. Should they parent or should they place for adoption? So we can work with them in that aspect as well.
Well, sure, in a perfect world, babies only come when they're planned, and everybody always has enough money to take care of their baby, but that's ours isn't a perfect world, is it?
No, it's not. And we are a pro-life organization, so you know, one of our hopes is that everyone will choose life for their baby and not choose abortion, so we have information that we can talk to them about that, too, to help them to make a positive choice with their pregnancy.
Is that a hard discussion to get into sometimes?
Not really. I would say the majority of the women that we see have pretty much decided that they're going to parent, but we still like to discuss that because there's always people from the outside that are going to come to them and say, well, this is maybe a better option for you. So we want to make sure that they really understand what abortion's about and the ramifications afterwards. You know, a lot of people think that once you do that, everything's going to be just fine, but they have to live with that the rest of their life. So we want to make sure that they are well aware of what's going on and that this is a baby, that it's not just a blob of tissue, that it really truly is a human being.
Well, some of the emotional issues you have to deal with have to be incredibly complex.
Yeah. you know, every client that comes in is different. Every client has their own story. They have their own needs. So, you know, we have to be very flexible. We have to be, we're kind of here as a safe place, a place where they can come and they can share the struggles that they're having, and we can talk with them and try to work through things as much as possible. We're not professional counselors by any means, so we have the, you know, we're here kind of like a surrogate mom or dad, that we can just, they can talk to us and they can tell us what, how they're feeling, and then we can give them recommendations as far as where they might need to go for additional assistance as well.
And so the run's going to help. It helps fund your services?
Right. Everything we do here is free. We do not charge for anything. So one of the ways that we manage to be able to keep going is by having our fundraisers, and the Walk for Life is one of those.
That's important, the difference between a walk and a run. So I see
It's a walk. Yeah, we've done a run for the last couple of years. This year we decided to change it up a little bit. We're just going to have a nice gentle walk and do it here in town. And so this year is just primarily a walk. If somebody wants to run the route, that's fine, but we're primarily focusing on walking. And our shirts will say Walk for Life. They're nice bright orange shirts with Walk for Life and green on them. And when they register, there is a registration. The first deadline is passed, but they can still register up until the night of the walk, and it's $25, and with that comes a shirt. As long as we have enough left, we can't guarantee once, you know, they, at this point, that there will be what they need in their size, but they're still welcome to participate. We do encourage people to get pledges that's how we make the most money, not just from the registration fee, but if they want to ask their friends and relatives and coworkers to support them as they're walking, that helps raise funds, the most funds for our organization. And if they do the pledges, then there's no registration fee if they raise $150 or more. And then we have some prize drawings that we also do as part of the people that raise pledges.
Well, this has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Our guest today has been Marilyn Van Mersbergen. Thank you, Marilyn.
Yes.
Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.